T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we are overcome with information for you today. Big stories left and right. Some you've heard, some you haven't. Oh, my God. By the end of the show, Al, you will have a whole new insight into the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
It won't be a better insight. It won't be a more positive insight. But it'll be a deeper insight into what's going on with our baseball team. If you are feeling great about the Sixers, hold off a minute. New story comes out overnight, Al. Doc Rivers may not be the answer. You know what he does?
Yes, you do.
You're not going to believe it. He coddles his star players.
Mm.
I mean, maybe. I know this is inconceivable. Maybe more than Brett Brown. And he doesn't know it yet. We will summon John Johnson to analyze this in our 8 o'clock hour. Prior to that, we got Kevin Kudiak because he's going to tackle the two sports. Obviously, we're overcome with Eagle stuff because what happened yesterday, well, I'm about to give people, I'm going to make a few people some money. I'm going to make you some money in a second. All right, but we got Dr. Joe Fish on ale to psychoanalyze the head case that is Carson Wentz, and I'll prove he's a head case in 1 second. All right, I'll start with that. Ray Dittage's out at 8 o'clock, Al. He had to endure watching the tape all over again of the debacle on Monday, and maybe he could explain to us what Jim Schwartz said yesterday, which is, Al, he had designed a plan to let Metcalf do what he does.
So weird.
He was worried about the other 10 players.
Yeah. The
177 yards later, the Eagles lost the game. Ah! And he might be a candidate for the head coaching job? Shoot me now!
Okay.
Shoot me. All right. Anyway, we also got, so we'll be on that. Ron Cook's called from Pittsburgh, Al, because Ron Cook's team is 11-0.
Yeah.
And I would like him, representing the city of Pittsburgh, to welcome me as the newest fair-weather fan of the Steelers.
We know how Ron feels about Philadelphians.
Right, the game wasn't too good yesterday.
Oh, that was fun at the end of the first half. Some time management there.
Some time management issues. John Harbaugh worked under Andy Reid. But Al, I just want to make it clear that I'm going all in on the Steelers because I can't take the Eagles one more minute. I can't take
them. Yeah, I was just talking to TK about that team. I have Roethlisberger as my MVP. But
you do.
I wouldn't. It's funny. They may go undefeated and have no chance to win the Super Bowl.
I know.
I understand that. I had the same. Yeah, that's why I'm adopted.
It's so
weird. They can crush me in the playoffs.
Well, you are a black cloud.
At least I'll have a team in the playoffs. But I do want to start with this because, Al, ladies and gentlemen, I have always tried to serve you as best I can. And every once in a great while, I realize that if I could help your pocketbook, I should do that. That should be my responsibility. Mm-hmm. I, with wholehearted, complete conviction, suggest strongly that you place a legal wager on the Green Bay Packers and give 8.5 points Sunday at Lambeau Field.
Wow.
Because the Philadelphia Eagles are not about to come out of the funk they have been in all year. I will now set out to prove it.
Okay.
All right, Al. The focal point of the failure of this team has been Carson Wentz, currently ranked 27th in the NFL in quarterback ranking.
Wow.
The only guys beneath him are Sam Darnold, Drew Lock, Nick Mullins, and this name you may recognize now, Nick Foles. All right. That's a little bit of a twist. But anyway, all those guys are there. Alex Smith is down there too, but he hasn't played enough. That doesn't really count. So all those guys are there. Al, all the other ones, even guys having bad years like Cam Newton and Gardner Minshew and you know, Lamar Jackson's having an off year. And Philip Rivers has stunk this year. And Kirk Cousins has been up and down. Baker Mayfield isn't even a Baker. All those things are there, Al. And Carson's worse than all of them.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do about it? Well, that became the topic yesterday at a Zoom conference. And there's one thing I can assure each and every one of you. Carson's not going to change anything. Here's Carson on his philosophy in times of adversity.
Whether you're having success or struggling, you got to be, you know, a little bit of both. You know, you got to be introspective, kind of see where you're at with everything. But at the same time, my process with how I prepare, how I get ready, all of those things, that never changes. You know, whether we're 10-0 or 0-10, like that's not going to change because, you know, I feel confident in the process, how I prepare, how I get ready. I think the guys, you know, feel the same way with how they prepare.
I thought the preparation was especially effective before Monday night's game, when you went 3-and-out the first 5 series.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want, oh, Carson, whatever you do, please don't change anything.
No.
That was magical to endure. Rhea, didn't you enjoy all 5 3-and-outs?
Especially after punching myself in the head after everyone.
His process will not change one iota.
Yeah.
Now you're going, all right, but you're pulling something out there to try to make your point. No, I'm not. It was the theme of his Zoom conference yesterday. He was asked about the fact, Al, does it seem like a little indecisive?
You know, I don't feel indecisive out there. You know, I think there's times in every game, whether it's the pass, whether I'm playing at a high level or struggling, whatever it is, where you misplace. You know, you miss a play, you miss a throw, you miss a read. That happens. And you know, every week I look at those and how can I learn from it? How can I go forward? But as far as being decisive and trusting these guys, you know, that's not going to change. I'm going to keep, you know, what I see, trusting what I see, letting it rip. And I know I can do a better job of that, and I plan to.
It's not going to change. He is last in the National Football League, 32nd right now, in holding the ball in the pocket.
No.
That has also led to him leading the league in fumbles at the quarterback position, and leading the league in interceptions at the quarterback position. And his plan, Al, is to make no changes. Is this starting to get to you yet?
Well, yet?
All right, Al, one more thing.
It's pretty obvious that he's lost.
Now, when you're failing at something,
yeah,
don't you have to ponder that and not push it out of your brain, but solve the problem? Don't you? You're just going to keep doing what you're doing and hope it changes? That's the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, just so you know, here comes one more. This is where Al, yeah, he's had a rough year, but he's got a short memory.
No, that's been, you know, my mindset ever since I started playing football. No matter what sport you're playing, it's on to the next. You got to stay confident, stay positive, because it's easy. Your mind can play tricks on you to try and, you know, tell you one thing or, you know, lose some confidence or whatever. But you got to always be pressing forward, you know, pressing on and going to the next play and staying positive. And like you said, trusting the guys around you, talk about it, learn from whatever the mistake was, but you got to stay positive and keep going.
You're not learning anything. Learn from it. All right, show me. Every week for 11 weeks, we played a couple of weeks ago. He said the same thing after every game.
Well,
What's he learning?
It's not his job.
What's he learning?
It's not his job.
You're right.
It's his coach's job to put him, well, the quote is better position, but it's not his job to question himself.
No.
That can only go to disaster.
Are they doing it?
They have to do something.
Are they coaching
whether
him?
Whether you run the football more.
Right.
I think the only hope they have is that his safety valve comes back and is effective, and it puts a spark in his game.
Zach Ertz.
But that's it.
Are they not coaching him, or is he not listening to them, and they are coaching him? Which is it?
I don't.
He's not going to change.
No.
He announced that yesterday.
No, so you're gonna.
I am not changing anything.
So your job is then to coach around that. Because he's not, you're right. He's not going to change.
Let's try to coach around
it. You give the ball to the, you hand the ball off.
Let's coach around it.
Yeah.
All right. This is, here's one way to coach around it. Put Jalen Hurts in. That's one way to coach around
it. That changes it.
Put the guy on the sideline and then see if he changes. All right. So here's me with Doug Tuesday. And this week with Monday Night Football, it messed me all up. Anyway, on Tuesday, I got Doug on. And Doug is annoyed by the question, but then he understands that he's got to address it because he's not doing a damn thing with Jalen Hurts. Listen. Doug, why haven't you come up with a more productive plan for using Jalen Hurts?
What do you mean productive plan?
I mean a plan.
Yeah, right. I mean,
he supposedly has a very terrific skill package. We see him once or twice a game, and the plays generally are not that effective. Or when he throws a pass that's complete, he leaves the game. This was a big issue on the broadcast last night, Doug. They said, what's the point of putting him out there for one play?
You know, it goes back to, I guess, talking about stability, continuity, talking about sustainability, keeping drives alive. If you recall on his couple of plays, we had a false start to start first and 10. Right. And now we're first and 15. And then... You know, I believe there was a possible run on first and 15, then there was his throw on second down, and then we're back to a third and long situation. We did that with Carson in the game.
He's saying the circumstances haven't allowed him to implement a plan. Is that what I'm hearing there?
Yes.
I don't know. It was a very roundabout answer, but I think what he was trying to say is the right situation hasn't come up where I can really unleash.
Five, what do you need?
Well, wait. The other guy was 5-3 and outs. How much more are you going to endure of that? So here's what we got right now. We got Carson not changing. We got the coach not even appear to acknowledge what's going on, troubling. So you got to go outside to get an opinion on this, Al. I don't know anybody who knows football anymore in the media than Peter King. Peter King's on Pro Football Talk right now, works in the NBC crew. Peter King tackled it on WFAN yesterday, their midday show. And I got to tell you something now. Peter King is saying it straight. Peter King is not a bold, hot take guy.
No.
But he is bold and hot take on the Wentz situation. Listen to Peter.
Is it more of a Roseman problem with the talent brought in, the drafts, or is it more of a coaching problem with Peterson?
I think it's more of a Carson Wentz problem. And, you know, I keep hearing people bend over backwards defending Carson Wentz, saying it's this, that, and the other thing.
All right, he pinpoints it on Wentz, Al, and then he takes the next step, the step that nobody on the Eagles in their organization is willing to take. Listen to that.
This team right now, no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks, if you look at the schedule and look at the condition of the rest of this division right now, okay, every team in this division could lose each game the next 2 weeks. Think about it. So this season is not over for the Eagles. That's why, in my opinion, I think they've got to go to Jalen Hurts, and they got to go to Hurts soon.
Wow.
Two things there, Al. What he said is the Eagles will be 3-9-1 and right in the middle of the race.
But they're going to be.
Is that unbelievable?
Who's going to win a game outside the division?
I don't know who's going to win anything.
They're going to come down in the final 2 weeks.
But then he went.
There's no downside to it.
If one guy won't change and is completely ineffective, it is among the worst quarterbacks in football.
Right.
And appears totally lost. What is the risk of using a guy who is far more mobile against with a bad offensive line and might give a new wrinkle?
Because he might suck more, which is not a bad thing.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's
how
the
could
point.
He suck more?
Well, I don't know, but he could look awful. And the GM would look worse for taking him, whatever.
Right.
But even if he looks worse, the point is, it appears you don't have to win these games. Why not?
This is a good time to break him in right in the heart of the race.
Wouldn't you think?
Because no one's going to win anyway.
Yes. Eddie, what? When are you giving
no,
this?
No, I'm with
what?
You. There's no reason. I was willing to give Carson more time, but when he announces to me, I'm not changing a damn thing. I don't want him out there.
I don't
want to
see it anymore.
What do I want him out there for?
Use the dumpster.
I don't need to see this again.
Use the dumpster to your advantage.
Exactly. Anyway, so that's where we are right now in this quarterback mess. And make no mistake, it's a mess. And I would like to give you a fine price today.
Okay.
Because I have four beautiful ones. How about a Brandon Graham jersey? Would you enjoy that?
Yes.
1 hour massage at hand and facial at hand and stone massage at facial spa. A gift card to Mitchell and Ness. Pass
great.
To the
you
pizza
make the
dove.
Christmas gift.
I got great stuff today. Here's all you got to do. And I don't want to creep anybody out, so I'll just do, I'll give you a little story. I just worked out. I took a shower. I came out. I put out, I tried to get updated on the coronavirus, so I put out one of the news stations, right? Not even sure which one I had on. And there was Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Wow, is she spectacular.
But she's married to a minor league baseball player.
I'm about to get to that. Oh. He's a major league baseball player, but he does stink. His name is Sean Gilmore. So I'm watching this, Al, and all of a sudden they pan to the back of the room, and there's Sean Gilmore. And guess what happened next?
I don't know.
They threw him out of the room. He got the boot because he wasn't wearing a mask, and it did not appear inclined to wear one.
Okay.
And I went, well, you know, he got famous because he married that woman.
Yeah.
That woman, Al, whatever you think of her politics, is a very impressive person. She's very beautiful, and she seems smart.
Okay.
That's a nice package.
It's a good combination.
Made me wonder, who were the most famous couples? Anywhere, anytime, right now. Uh-huh. Not in the past, right now. It's a famous couple where both of the people are extremely famous in their own right. Right, it can't be one really famous person, one less famous person. You're gonna win.
Got to be equal footing.
Who are the most famous couples right now in the world? Right now, because that's not that famous a couple, but it's a famous couple. And when they threw the guy out, I was amused by that. I enjoyed it. So anyway, here, famous couples get you on the board for the four today, and we will all use our heads. We'll put our heads together. And we will come up with exactly who the four best, most famous couples are. Mm-hmm. You name one of them, you get one of our prizes, including the Brandon Graham jersey. 215-592.
I'll get this right because I never get it wrong. 94-94.
I didn't want to make a mistake early in the show. I'll try it later.
We have room for more later.
I will try it later, but like Carson Wentz, I don't plan to change, so I'll probably get it wrong. WIP Sports Time, 616.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.